Today I have the opportunity to discover more about two local highlights. The first, Venue 222, is a recently developed downtown meeting space for corporate and social events that also has a rich history. And the second is the Art Circle at the Essex Studios, a collective of local artists whose current exhibit called Quench Your Thirst for Art is on display inside Venue 222. To get some insight into both the artwork and the facility itself, I'm joined by Debbie Dent, owner of Venue 222, and Connie Springer from the Art Circle. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So Debbie, tell me more about the venue itself.
Well, we started Venue 222 almost 4 years ago, and it was due to the economy kind of going south. We had tenants, Herman Miller, that rented from us, and they closed the Cincinnati office. So we had this beautiful space and no tenant. And we hosted a graduation party for our son, and one of the people that helped us plan it thought that maybe we should just start renting out the place. So we did, and it turned into a business overnight. And one thing that we wanted to do, in addition to hosting social events and business events, was to support local artists. So every 3 months, we have local artists fill the whole space on both floors with their artwork, and we showcase it on Final Fridays. And then the artwork is for sale during that three-month time. And if any of the artwork sells, the artist gets 100% because we're not really a gallery, we're an event center. And we're just about supporting all the local artists that we can possibly find. So it's been fun because for the folks that come and visit us, the artwork changes so they don't get bored with the walls.
And the building itself has some history, is that right?
It does. It was built in 1868, and it used to house the grains, hops and grains for Burger Beer up on Liberty Hill. And then there were some dried fruits and nuts. And then for a while there was asbestos, and then that flipped to fiberglass, and then that changed to x-ray equipment, and then we bought it. So it's always been a commercial building. However, we're renovating the fifth floor right now, and in about a month or so we'll be living on the fifth floor. So for the first time ever, it will turn residential and commercial.
Now, you made the distinction between an event center and an art gallery, which is a very important distinction to make. What sort of events do you host here?
They are typically Monday through Friday business meetings for clients such as like Luxottica and Kroger and Procter & Gamble, and they'll do breakout sessions, they'll have breakfast and lunch, they'll just do meetings until they're meetinged out. And then in the evening time, mainly on the weekends, it's social events such as bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, retirement parties, birthday parties, where we have a graduation party coming up, so it's just any kind of social events. We also have some nonprofit type of events that will be hosted here.
Describe to me the various spaces that you have available.
Well, it's on two different floors, and each floor is about 3,000 square feet, so it's broken up into the first floor having a kitchen, a stage area, casual seating, cocktail tables that can come or go, and in the back room there's more of a conference area. And then on the top floor, there are two areas that could become a dance floor, or it could become a classroom setting for a meeting. So, and in the back room, there's a room for breakout sessions. We've even had runway shows here. So the space is flexible because most everything is movable.
You mentioned earlier some of these corporate events having breakfast or lunch. So you have certain caterers and food vendors that you work with?
We do. We have several that are listed on our website that we have relationships with. And if someone has a suggestion of one that we should use, then we have a discussion with them and see if we can work it out.
Well, this is a very interesting space, and what makes it even more interesting is the artwork on the walls, which is a great segue for me to speak with Connie from the Art Circle at Essex Studios. Tell me about the Art Circle.
We are a group of 16 artists who gather in one studio at the Essex Studios in Studio 122, and we've been there since 2009, some of us longer than others, and we get together Tuesdays and paint together, or we paint and do colored pencils together Tuesday mornings, and we participate in the Essex Studios quarterly open houses. I have acted as a publicist for the studio for the last couple of years and have tried to find venues outside of the Essex Studios, and this is the second place that I was lucky enough to find.
Among the artists in the circle, is there a sort of a continuing theme or ideology among the group?
Well, our little poster says, a sacred circle of learning through art and friendship, and that's the motto that was devised 9 years ago when the Art Circle first started in Wyoming, Ohio. And we're just about companionship, camaraderie, and helping each other do art.
The artists get together and they collectively share resources in terms of space, but as well as art supplies?
Well, we do to an extent. I mean, we're very helpful to one another, but we each come to the studio with our own materials. Sometimes we make big orders from art stores together. But
looking around, I see a lot of still lives and landscapes. Is there ever a use of, say, live models in the studio? Or
we haven't done that yet. That's a good question. But I would say the majority of people in the studio like to paint nature. I happen to like to paint people. People paint from photographs mostly that they've taken themselves in their travels.
You said there's 16 artists currently? And is it right? They're all women?
Yeah, that so happens. They are all women.
But that's not on purpose. It's not an exclusively female organization.
No, it's just the people who've come together.
And the organization you said started in Wyoming.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit of the history of how it came to be where it is now.
This was before my time. I believe the teacher died, and then they were regrouping, and they found this space at the Essex. A lot of us have also taken a class with the instructor Ken Landon Buck. He's this great watercolorist, which takes place at the Essex. It's through the Art Academy, but so we see each other sometimes twice a week.
And the current exhibit, which is called Quench Your Thirst for Art, what's the general theme around that exhibit?
It's pretty loose. It's really whatever we wanted to hang, but I was thinking about why we called it that, and it sort of goes along with the summer months. We started, this exhibit is up through the summer months, and it's a hot time, and we wanted people to have another way to quench their thirst besides through liquids, through, you know, feeding the soul.
Going back to what you said earlier about Final Fridays, you have a special opening scheduled for June 28th, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, right.
And will that expand to the second floor?
It is. It's currently on both floors, and it's from 6 to 10 p.m., and it's free and open to the public.
If anyone ever wants to visit our studio, they could call me. I could.
At the Essex Studio?
Yeah.
And where is the Essex Studio?
In Walnut Hills, on a small street called Essex, between Taft and McMillan.
And also, local artists who are interested in displaying their work at Venue 222, all the information is on the website on how to submit something to be considered.
Well, I've had the pleasure of speaking with Debbie Dent, owner of Venue 222, and Connie Springer of the Art Circle. The Quench Your Thirst art exhibit remains in place through July, and a special opening will take place on June 28th as part of Final Friday. For links to more information about Venue 222 and the Art Circle, please visit wvxu.org/lx. Thank you very much.
Thank you.